From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Turkish warplanes attacked pro-Syrian government forces Saturday in Syria's northwestern Kurdish enclave of Afrin. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 36 fighters were killed. The group says the strikes were the third in less than 48 hours. Meanwhile, UN aid agencies are gearing up for the first delivery in months of desperately needed humanitarian assistance to thousands of people trapped in the Syrian enclave of Eastern Ghouta. Syrian authorities have given permission for a UN convoy to enter the area on Sunday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The convoy will be carrying food, medicine, and other crucial relief supplies from a number of UN and international agencies for 180,000 people. The UN Children's Fund, which is part of that convoy, will have supplies on board for 70,000 children. Gert Capillare, UNICEF Regional Director for the Middle East and North Africa, says nutritional and health supplies are a priority, given the alarmingly high number of malnourished children in eastern Ghouta.
China has warned about the impact on global trading if President Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has continued to say any U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports would be unacceptable and vowed to continue to engage the U.S. officials on the issue.
We are impressing upon the American administration the unacceptable nature of these proposals that are going to hurt them every bit as much as they will hurt us. And we are confident that we're going to continue to be able to defend Canadian industry.
From Washington, this is VOA News.